What do you think when you hear the word gentle? Okay, what do we have this morning from Facebook? And Laura might read them for us.
Kind.
Yes.
Caring. Strong.
Ooh.
Newborns. Tender. Serenity. What else? There are some others. Just trying to go back here.
Those are good words, right? And that might inspire you to think of more.
Oh, yes. Peace and calm were the other ones.
Yes, thank you. And as I said early in this service, I think of a breeze and mild sunlight and flowers swaying, green hill here, and the sweet rain and baby sleeping, right? The elderly couple holding hands together and loving gaze from one I love, soft music, light and quiet time. What else? What other words do you have? Like mild, right? Soft-hearted, soft-spoken. Mom, yes. When you hear the word gentle, you think of mom. Wow. Yes. Mm-hmm. Softly, yes, soothing, yes, mellow. So, I found just thinking of these words and saying those words is relaxing. So, let's take a moment, close your eyes, and think gentle for a moment. Picture gentle people you know, and envision gentle things and speak to you gentle words. And keep your eyes closed. Hear these words from Holy Scripture. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. God tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are struggling hard and carrying heavy load. I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me. I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest for yourselves. Yes, now you may open your eyes. Yeah, I wanted to do this exercise, which I have found in Kim Taylor Henry's book, Making Us Smile. This way, while living in the midst of a non-so-gentle day, you may create your own mental oasis of gentleness. Yes, as for me, in order to be refreshed in a mental oasis of gentleness, I picture in mind my two kids who are asleep. They must be asleep. Should be gentle. I say to myself in the words of my life verses from the Bible. For instance, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. Now says the Lord, who formed you and created you, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Then I feel the presence of God, my Savior, who is a gentle one. Yes, gentleness is a nature of who God is. Thus, gentleness is a gift that Holy Spirit blesses us with. God has planted and instilled this gift in all around God's creations. And gentleness is also fruit of the Spirit that we ought to bear. Yes, we hear the voice of the apostles. Their messages are clear. They tell us what our God wants us to do and be. Hear their words. By the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. Let your gentleness show in your treatment of all people. The Lord is near. Conduct yourselves with all humility, gentleness, and patience. Accept each other with love. And we know it. We know the importance of gentleness, and we know that we should be equipped with these Christian characters that we find in the list of the fruit of the Spirit. But when it comes to asking ourselves whether people around us can see those characters and qualities in what and how we say and do, it's a different question. That's why we need this series, and especially that's why we need this time that we set aside from the busyness and craziness of our life to sit in the presence of God, reflect our life, and ask ourselves where we have gone, where we are, and where we are headed. Again, I am grateful that you have answered God's call to spend time in worship this morning. Okay, coming back to the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness. As for me, I believe that I have a gentle heart, but I don't always have gentle ways. I often act gently, but react less than gently. Did you notice the difference? Act gently, but it's harder to react gently. I'm most gentle when people I am around are gentle, vulnerable, and compassionate. But when I am with people who are, in my view, inconsiderate, stubborn, and abrasive, then it's difficult to react gently, and it's harder to respond to them in a gentle way. I know that can be time when gentleness is most important. It's easy to be gentle when others are gentle. But when I feel someone speaks to me ungently, even in an anger, then what? I easily throw in some harshness and defenses go up. And defenses usually are not gentle, right? And I experienced this not with you much, but I experienced this with my wife much. Please know that this is a joke, okay? Here, I am thinking of the phrases such as fight fire with fire, or an eye for an eye, or tooth for tooth. In face of a person's fiery words and attitudes, we easily react that way. Why? Why does that fight fire with a fire, an eye for an eye way come more easily than a gentle reaction, which people with wisdom say can gentle reaction can turn away wrath? I just read from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Perhaps not because of the other, but because of me. Because I wanted to be shown strong. I wanted to win. I wanted to be powerful and dominant. This is a norm that popular culture of our day promotes. Our society admires toughness and roughness. But the Bible presents a very different ideal that is countercultural today, as was in Jesus' days and also in the days of the first apostles. So let's talk about Jesus. Learn from Jesus. Jesus was a gentle. Of course, he spoke with great fervor and biting criticism against all forms of hypocrisy. And he was not afraid to attack deception, vanity, manipulation, and oppression. But his heart was gentle. People around him witnessed in him the one whom the prophets prophesied, the one God has chosen and is pleased with. As the prophecy is recalled in Matthew chapter 12, people saw that Jesus wanted to break a bruised reed or quench a faltering wick. Jesus responded to people's suffering, healed their wounds, and offered courage to the downhearted. Most of all, Jesus' demonstration of the incredible strength of true gentleness is most clearly seen on the cross, right? When people hurled their insults at him, Jesus didn't retaliate. When he suffered painfully, he made no threats from the cross. Instead, he yielded his will to the Father's will and entrusted himself to God, who judges justly and eventually. Another story that shows us the gentleness of Christ is in John chapter 8, where the Pharisees has brought to Jesus a woman who was caught in adultery. The Pharisees were ready to stone her, but Jesus was gentle and did not blast her even with verbal stones. As one commentary on that passage writes, a non-gentle Jesus would have had the woman stoned and only later reflected on the strange circumstances that her male partner, who according to Mosaic law was also liable to face death penalty, was not brought to be judged. But Jesus was gentle, for he could see this woman was being used by the Pharisees. The Pharisees care not for her fate, even what justice, but only for how she could be used to trap Jesus. A gentle person is one who takes all the facts into consideration. However, the hard-hearted is quick to make absolute judgment regardless of the circumstances. I also find here Jesus being the first person to address the woman directly. Again, gentle is the one who does not break the crushed reed or snuff the wavering wick. Henry Nouwen, whom I love and from whom I have learned a lot about Christian spirituality, said this, I quote, "A gentle person treads lightly, listens carefully, looks tenderly, touches with reverence. A gentle person knows that true growth requires nurture, not force. So a gentle person knows what is true strength and where it comes from. Gentleness is not weakness. Gentleness is the strength to put ourselves in another's positions. Gentleness is the strength to recognize that the other person is a human being with feelings and stories, just like I do. So gentleness is to see and speak in a way that brings justice yet extends grace. And it takes strength. It takes strength also to not react in the same manner as what's coming at us. Gentleness does not necessarily mean saying nothing and sucking it off. Rather, gentleness helps us step up to listen, for true listening requires gentleness, and only people with true strength can do it. And as I wrote these sections in my sermon, this is what I was telling myself to teach myself about true gentleness and true strength. And here one quote that is attributed to Saint Francis de Sales, a bishop of Geneva in the 16th century, is so true. He said, "Nothing is so strong as gentleness. And nothing is so gentle as a real strength." As we see the incredible strength of true gentleness in the lives of people who follow Jesus' model, Sharon Foster sent me her reflection on gentleness, which led her to think of her father. Her writing begins by saying, "When I think of gentleness, I think of strength. Yes, I communicate back to her. Yeah, you and I are on the same page." And she continues, "My father was a gentleman in the truest and best sense of the word, always looking out for others before himself. My dad was a gentle and kind man, a man of strength, physical strength in his younger days, but more importantly, lifelong strength of character and strength of faith. Although he's been gone over 25 years, I still remember his laughing eyes, his playful sense of humor, which was never at others' expense, and his gentle, caring ways. In a way, his big, strong, gentle hands still hold mine, as I remember the life lessons that he so gently taught. Right? Gentleness has a long life, doesn't it? What we give today may be happily recalled years from now. On the other hand, it can be alarming to be reminded that people will forget what you said, but people will never forget what you made them feel. I just quote from Maya Angelou. Of course, it's true that we come to circumstances where gentleness is hard to practice. In our lives, there are people to whom it seems never easy to react gently. Here I recall a story about Mother Teresa. She was once asked how she stands it when she had to serve some truly despicable person. She replied with a sigh, "I look deeply into their eyes and say to myself, my Jesus, what an interesting disguise you are wearing today. What an interesting disguise you are wearing today, Jesus." Probably this may be a secret of gentleness with everyone. To conclude, let's cultivate lifestyle of gentleness. Let's make an effort to incorporate more gentleness into all human relationships we have by looking for Jesus, who might be in disguise when he stands before us. We can do it when we stand strong with an understanding that Jesus can come to us again, even in disguise. And we can do it when we stand strong with a heart of gratitude for the touches that God has used in our lives, from a breeze to the air that surrounds us in a time of a prayer, and to the words of a promise in the Bible. So now, as we finish this time of reflection, would you pray with me in the words of St. John of the Cross from the 16th century, which you can find in the bulletin? Let's pray together. O King of gentleness, O blessed Jesus, give me stillness of soul in you. Let your mighty calmness reign in me. Rule me, O King of gentleness, King of peace. Amen. Amen. So I know that you have prepared and you are going to prepare your offering to continue to be in your support of the mission and ministry of the church. So as you do it, let us pray for our offering in the words that you can find in the bulletin.